Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. The discussion got heated last night at the first Boston area televised debate among the five candidates running for governor of Massachusetts. As WBUR's Asma Khalid reports, Democrat Martha Coakley and Republican Charlie Baker clashed on taxes, health care, and child welfare.
Republican Charlie Baker has a habit of warning folks about the dangers of Democratic domination in the Commonwealth. And in this latest debate, he did it again.
You know, I think one of the major problems associated with what's happened, especially with something like the Health Connector, is one-party government.
Baker says the board, the legislature, the AG's office, they're all Democrats. And so there are no checks and balances.
We're the only state in the country where no one who is involved in the bombing out of that particular initiative lost their job.
Coakley insists there are a lot of things that have gone right under the Patrick administration. And she questioned Baker's former role as CEO of Harvard Pilgrim.
In a not-for-profit, your salary went from over $600,000 to $1.7 million. How do you explain that to people whose premiums went up, who lost their care?
My salary was set by the board. It was completely consistent with market salaries overall.
Plus, Baker says he didn't spend a lot of time negotiating his salary. He shot back at Coakley for ignoring mismanagement at the Department of Children and Families. Coakley says Baker cut funding for that department when he was the head of Health and Human Services in the 90s. The debate last night was also a rare chance to see all five candidates together. Many forums don't invite all three independents, Evan Falchuk, Scott Lively, and Jeff McCormick. None of the independents are gaining much traction. According to a new WBUR poll out today, altogether the trio is capturing about 5% of the vote. But they often question the frontrunners publicly. Take the issue of the casino repeal. Both Baker and Coakley have suggested that if voters pass the ballot question, they would still like to see what could be done to keep the Springfield site alive. Independent Evan Falchuk says a governor has no right to go to the legislature after the voters make a decision.
And for our democracy to work right, the side that loses has to move on and join with the side that wins.
Jeff McCormick agrees and says voters need to feel their decision is heard.
And frankly, Charlie and Martha, I have no idea why you think you have the moral authority to trump the voters if they in fact do repeal casinos.
This might have been the last televised opportunity for McCormick to make that point. That's because a number of other organizations have withdrawn invitations to the independent candidates. Baker and Coakley meet again this morning, one-on-one, at a forum hosted by the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.
WBUR's Bob Oakes is moderating that gubernatorial forum this morning. You can hear it here on WBUR at 2 p.m. and at 8 o'clock tonight.